Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath. And Don, we've got some of the youth in the area that's involved in the archery programs in the schools. And how about if you are, you know, the best in your neighborhood at something? That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it is.
What if you're in the top two in the world at something?
That's even better.
Yeah, I'd say. We have Nate Harper with us. He goes to Maysville, correct?
Yes.
He's got his colors on there. Nate is involved in archery, and we are talking with him a little bit. And practice and the whole big fun thing is really kicking in now, isn't it, buddy?
Yep.
How many days a week do you guys practice as season starts here? Every day?
Around that, yeah.
Around that? It's a lot of work, isn't
yeah.
it? So, again, I ask you off the air, what kind of bow is it that you shoot?
A Genesis bow.
Genesis. And what do you like about it?
That it doesn't have a set draw length.
Okay.
Constant pressure on the fingers.
Gotcha. There you go. That gives you what advantage do you feel?
Well, for me, it feels, I have that feel of I don't want to hang on to the string. It just relaxes and I just let it go.
There you go. So, pretty exciting when you get to doing on the state level and the national level, but let's talk about the worlds. Now, you probably compete with some folks that don't even speak English, huh? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you make some friends at Worlds?
Yep.
Okay. So how nervous is it? How nervous do you get when you're at a big event like the states and nationals and Worlds?
Pretty nervous.
Pretty nervous? Yeah. So what do you do to settle down?
I just stay focused.
Stay focused.
No, you don't drink tequila?
You don't drink tequila?
No.
He's in middle school. You're in eighth grade, right? Seventh
yep.
grade? Okay. And your brother told us to make sure we try and find you a girlfriend tonight, so we'll work on that later. But here's the thing. What do you see happening this year? You think things are going to be a little better, try and work a little harder, do a little more?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely?
Plan on practicing a lot more, focusing on little things.
There you go. And the little things make the difference, doesn't it?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Do you bow hunt also?
Yep.
Yeah.
Doing any good this year yet?
I haven't actually been out this year yet.
There you go. What about success in the past bow hunting? Have you got the chance to pull back on one of them nice deer?
Yep.
Yeah?
Actually, last year, I went out to New Mexico.
And wow.
Went mule deer hunting.
Wow. That's neat.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. Don just came back from
Wyoming
antelope hunting.
But so I was using a rifle.
He was cheating compared to you. You know what I mean? So, anyways, how did you do mule deer hunting? Was that pretty fun? Or
it was an incredible experience.
I bet you walked a lot, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it isn't flat, is it?
Nope.
So did you get a deer out there? Did you get a chance? Or
sadly, I didn't get one, but I got drawled back on one.
There you go.
25 yards away.
Yeah. Some of the guys in your hunting group maybe get one, or how'd that go?
No one got one.
No one got one. But you got to go there and see it. And it's hard to describe to people what it's like, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of fun. So you're how old now?
14.
14. So you've got a few more years to be involved in this. And that's going to be exciting for you. Now, your brother's involved also, Matt, right?
Yep.
And which one's better, you or him?
Definitely me.
Definitely you?
Definitely.
Okay, well, we're going to talk to him too, that's for sure, and find out, you know, what the scoop is there. You guys, the season starts tomorrow. You're shooting for Maysville, and you have probably made quite a few friends even at other schools because of how strong the program is in this area, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, like I said, we'll try and find you a girlfriend yet tonight, but if not, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let you switch places real quick with Matt, and we're going to talk to Matt a little bit. And I got a feeling that he's going to differ in some of your opinions, but we'll go from there. Is that okay?
Yep.
Once you guys switch the hot seat there, and we'll talk to Matt a little bit. Matt also shoots archery, and we'll let him jump in the seat there beside Don. Now, Matt, what grade are you in?
I am in fifth grade.
Fifth grade. So how many years have you been participating in this? Just kind of started or?
I've been in this ever since I could hold up the bow.
There you go. That's a good deal. Yeah. So, you're catching up to your brother, or you're a little better in a few areas, maybe?
I'm past him.
You're past him? Okay. I figured we'd have a different of opinion once we got there.
Now, do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
There we, well,
you'll
say hi to her.
There too.
Now, make sure you say hi to her before we get off the air, okay?
Yeah.
Because that'll win you points. We'll talk about the point system later. But anyways, Matthew, we're going to go with Matthew right now. What kind of bow are you shooting right now?
I'm shooting a Genesis also.
Also? Okay. And are you practicing more than your brother? Because it didn't sound like he was practicing much.
We both practice about the same. We'll practice with our teammates, and then at home we'll open our dungeon door, and then we'll set up a target, and then we shoot from 10 and 15 meters. And then we usually practice for about an hour with our dad.
Well, let me tell you, the secret to doing anything and being extraordinary at it is extra. So that all that extra stuff you're doing, it'll pay off. You always can tell the people that do extra. So did you compete last year, or is this going to be your first year?
I've competed for the last 2 years, started in third grade.
Good deal. So how have you been finishing some of these tournaments?
Well, in third grade, I won state. And then I went to nationals, and then pretty sure I got second place in the 3D, and I think it was fifth or sixth place in the paper. I shot a six because the string slipped off my fingers.
Okay, well that happens.
It wasn't the best. It wasn't.
That happens. You know, there's going to be some people that say, "Well, what the heck's a 3D shoot?" Why don't you explain that to maybe a few of the listeners that don't know?
Well, the 3D shoot is there's a turkey, a coyote, a bear, an antelope, a deer, and a ram, six targets, and there is a 10 spot, a 9, and then an 8 ring, and then the rest of the body is a 7. And what you really got to do is you got to take it from where you aim on the paper, like at 10 meters. You'll take it from where you aim on the target to the turkey. And then you'll keep, once you go from the turkey to the coyote, you'll just adjust your anchor point maybe just a little bit, about an inch higher.
Gotcha. So a little bit realism to it, like you're getting to maybe shoot at a real animal and kind of, you know, enjoy that part of it.
Yeah.
Good deal. So where do you see this going for you?
A lot of scholarship money.
Well, I was going to tell you, my brother was involved in a program that wasn't quite as big as this one is, and I think his junior year in high school, his chances out at Vegas earned him about $45,000 in 1 year in scholarship money.
Wow!
So that's a great way to pay for college.
Yes, it is.
What would you want to study in college?
Right now I'm kind of going for the NFL, but if I don't make it, I'm going to study to be a teacher.
Okay.
I want to be a teacher because in the summer, I get the summer off.
Summer off. I'm trying to get them to switch school so that you're not teaching during hunting season. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That would be.
Yeah, so we've got to do that. Any questions for this young man, Don?
Do you bow hunt also?
Yes, I do. Last year, I think it was last year, 2 years ago, actually, I shot down an 8-point buck with a crossbow.
Good deal. That's pretty exciting, huh?
Yep.
So it sounds like dad and mom support you guys
and
help you a lot, don't they?
My mom, my dad, my grandparents, all my friends, they just support me by going to my shoots, making me feel happy, know that everybody's going to be with me.
Good deal. They got your back, brother. That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
You left your brother out. Does he support you?
Yeah. I mean, he really pushes me so I can get better and compete at a more higher level.
Good deal.
That's what big brothers are supposed to be.
Now, any sisters in the family you got to worry about?
I got a younger brother.
You got a younger brother. So this could be a whole generational thing for
it
you
could,
guys.
It could
be a whole family deal, couldn't it?
Yep.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you coming in and talking to us. And be sure to say hi to your girlfriend. Go ahead and do that now.
Hi, Jocelyn.
There you go. And a big thank you to all those people that support you. And we're going to let Kylie come over and talk to us. Kaylee, come over and talk to us a little bit. And she's been on here before, so we may have a hard time getting her quiet. So you got my back if we got to shut her up a little bit.
I'll pull her away.
You'll pull her away? Good deal. All right, buddy. Well, Matt Harper, thanks for talking with us. This archery in school program has really gotten big. And one of the young ladies at the high school level that's really involved herself and worked at it pretty hard is a Tri-Valley student.
I am.
I'll let you introduce yourself to everybody.
I am Kaylee Lindsley, and I am a junior at Tri-Valley.
There you go. Now, you've been doing this a while also.
Yeah, I got started in 4-H. I took it as a 4-H project, and then I found out that you could take it, it's a sport that you could shoot through the school. So I started when Tri-Valley started in third grade, and I've been shooting ever since.
Good deal. Now, you've had some success the last couple years, too. Let's talk about how the last couple years have went for you.
Last year, there's a ton of coaches that always say your sophomore year is your year that you hit. That's normally your biggest year, and that totally proved last year. Last year, I placed fourth in the state. I won the MVL. I was a second-year letterman and took multiple awards home from the Tri-Valley banquet. So it was amazing last year. It was really good.
You know, it's given you a lot of confidence and a lot of interest in your school things. You're not necessarily that basketball player, are you?
Nope. I actually played basketball my freshman year, and I decided that it was going to interfere with archery. So I was like, I can't do two winter things. So
gotcha.
I took archery, and it's gone really well.
Now, I know your dad, the grades are probably pretty good too, aren't they?
Yeah, I do. I have a 4.0.
There you go. Well, I figured that was the case. And you guys start your season tomorrow.
We do.
Some open shoots and different things. What are you looking forward to? What do you think's on the plate for this year?
This year, I told my dad the other day, I said, there's really no other expectations this year rather than last year I shot. My whole goal for last season was to not shoot below a 280.
Wow.
And out of 300. So it's kind of like bowling, highest score. So I didn't drop below a 283 all season. So my average was a 286 all season. So from November to May is when we shoot. So that was phenomenal when I came off the line, and I knew that last time that I didn't drop below a 280 all season. It's just so, it's awesome. I tell my dad all the time, if I'm not consistent, I don't consider myself good.
There you go.
So this season, nothing's really changed. I really want to get top three in the state. Last year I was fourth, so this year's third and above.
There you go. There you go. Now, extra seems to be your passion. You do quite a bit of outside of what the team does. You do quite a bit of extra practice yourself, don't you?
Yeah, I do. We actually can't shoot 15 meters at home, but we can shoot 10 meters. So normally 40 to 50 arrows.
Well, if your dad loved you, he'd set up that additional area for you to have.
That's a true statement.
That's a true statement. So anyways, but we'll talk to him about that off the air. So where do you think Archie's going to take you as far as obviously doing some great stuff in high school, but it's giving you the confidence maybe to do some stuff after high school. Where do you see yourself going there?
Actually, Bethel University sought me out and said, hey, come shoot for us. They're located in McKenzie, Tennessee. And they were like, hey, come shoot for us. And I was like, I was fourth in the state. And they were like, we really want you. But it's 8.5 hours away from home. So I don't know.
Hey, this can be a good thing. I mean, really, it's not that bad. So I know that's a tough one. Dad's over there saying no.
Yeah.
He wants you in the backyard.
Well, Hawking College has an archery program, and I've really looked at Hawking, so I don't know if I'll end up shooting in college, but I've really looked at Hawking.
Now, you are kind of familiar with these young guys behind you here a little bit.
Yeah, I've shot with them.
You've
a couple
shot
of
with
times,
them.
Yep.
Now, Nate, he had some impressive shoots last year.
He did.
What was some of his top scores? Do you know, or he can probably whisper them to us, or He had some crazy scores last year, didn't he?
Like, was it 297 out of 300.
There you go. Wow. So
that's good.
That is phenomenal.
So you're seeing some folks come up, and this area is just rich with youth that are really competing.
It's so good because you want, as a MVL, as we shoot with the MVL, you want to win yourself, but you want other people to succeed too. So to see like these boys, or I have friends, girls that shoot for Maysville, and all you want to do is be like, hey, you shot better than me. Good job. Like,
right.
You deserve that. And so it's totally like a focus thing. And if someone else does well, you're always excited for them. And that's what you love about archery. It's so like that.
It's gotten so family oriented with the MVL and how many shooters there is. I bet there's opposing schools outside of the league that says, oh, great, one of the MVL schools are here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's
teams from Michigan that come down to shoot with us because the MVL is so competitive.
And you know, what people don't realize about most of those type of sports is metal sharpens metal. I mean, so the better people you compete against is what makes you better.
Absolutely. I absolutely love to shoot. If I knew that one of the Harper boys and I were on the same target, I'd be like, let's break some arrows today. Yeah, like, let's do it. Because you always want to see the other person succeed. But if you know you're with someone good, you know you're going to shoot up to that potential too.
There you go.
Same way as high power.
Oh, yeah.
When we shoot high power, you squad with a person that shoots well, you're going to shoot a little better because that person's going to give you the incentive and the drive and the coaching that you need to shoot better.
You know, the weird thing, and I wrestled in high school. I won't tell you what weight class ago that was. Stop laughing at me. So, and I did pretty well. But I will tell you that many of the summer programs I would go to, I would pick that college freshman level or that kids have, you know, probably are being recruited by colleges when I was a sophomore or junior, because I knew I was probably getting thumped. But when next year came around, I was a step ahead of you know, everybody else.
You'll be the thumper instead of the thumpy.
I did okay. But anyways, a lot of hard work, and it's paying off, and I'm glad to see that. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more when we come back. We're going to give our sponsors a chance to shout out folks. Folks, you're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.